I work mid-shifts at my job, usually being home around 6 or 7. This night, I had stayed an extra hour to get some overtime pay, so I got home late. Right when I got home, I curled up on my couch, trying to figure out what to eat for dinner. I was too tired and didn't feel like cooking, so I decided to order in. I found a new restaurant that had good reviews and placed an order for a sandwich and fries. The delivery estimate said it would take 30 minutes, so I settled in to wait. As the time ticked by, I started to get a little annoyed. It was already almost 9 o'clock, and the food was supposed to have arrived 20 minutes ago. I checked the app, and it said the driver had picked up the food from the restaurant a half hour ago. That only made me more frustrated, knowing the food was going to be late and cold. Finally, there was a knock at the door. I jumped up from the couch and rushed to answer it. When I opened the door, there was a man standing there, holding a bag of food.
"Delivery for Emily?"
he said. I nodded and took the bag from him.
"Thanks,"
I said, but he didn't say anything else. He just stood there. I shut the door before it got too awkward, and then took the bag into the kitchen. The sandwich was terrible, having a really strange taste, and the fries were just cold. After taking a few bites, I tossed the rest and just went back to the couch. I started to feel really tired. I was yawning and my eyes were heavy, so I decided to go to bed early. As I was getting ready for bed, though, I saw a light shining outside my bedroom window. I peeked outside, seeing it was coming from the front of the house, but then it turned off. My bedroom window didn't have a good view of the front, so I couldn't see what it was. Being so tired, I shrugged it off as one of my neighbors coming home, but as I brushed my teeth and got ready, I felt like maybe I should just check to be sure. It was just a strange feeling I had about it. I walked to the front of the house and looked out the peephole. There was a car in my driveway, and after a second, I recognized it as the delivery guy's car that I saw when I opened the door earlier. I couldn't see if he was inside the car or not, but when I went to open the door for a better view, I realized it was unlocked. My heart stopped for a second, unsure if I had forgotten to lock it when I grabbed the food from him. I kept the door shut, locking it and continuing to look out the peephole. But the longer I looked, the more sure I was that nobody was in the car. Then I heard something behind me. The floorboard creaking at the end of the hallway. I turned and saw the delivery guy standing inside my house in the doorway by the kitchen. What made it even more creepy and confusing was that he looked surprised, like he didn't expect to see me. He still didn't say anything. He just stood there like a deer in headlights. He turned and rushed to the back door, leaving it open as he ran around the house and got in his car. I called the police as he pulled away, but I wish I had tried to get his license plate first. The guy, of course, used fake information for the delivery app and had only done a few previous deliveries. I have a lot of ideas as to what may have happened, but none of them can be confirmed. I think he waited for me to close the door before walking away so he could hear if I locked it or not. Also, he may have put something in my food to make it taste weird, maybe a sleeping drug, but since I barely ate any of it, it didn't have much of an effect. I don't know, these are all just guesses. But it seemed really strange that he looked so surprised to see me. Who knows, maybe if I had eaten all of the food, or gone to bed a couple minutes earlier, then I wouldn't be here today to share this encounter. It was a rainy night, and I had just finished dropping off an order at a small local home. I was tired and ready to call in for the night, but then I received a notification for another delivery. I hesitated for a moment, wondering if I should just head home and skip it, but I needed the extra cash, and the order was only a couple minutes out of the way. I quickly picked up their food and typed their address in. It looked to be in a normal neighborhood, though in a part of town that I never really drove through. As I drove down the road toward the house, the only sound were the raindrops against the windshield and the hum of my car's engine. No other cars were out, likely due to the heavy rain, but it gave me a strange feeling. When I finally arrived at the house, I was taken back by how it looked. The paint was peeling, the windows were boarded up, and the front yard was overgrown with weeds. I looked down at their neighbors' homes, and they all looked normal. It was just this one house that looked like this. I stayed in the car and searched the address up again, making sure I had the right place. It seemed to be right, so I took a deep breath and approached the front door. I put the food down and took a picture, then knocked on the door just before stepping away. But just seconds after I knocked, the door creaked open, revealing a woman. She had unkempt hair and had a disheveled appearance, with dark circles under her eyes, looking like she hadn't slept in days. To be honest, she matched the way the house looked, so I wasn't too surprised, but then my eyes moved past her. The inside of the home looked empty and trashed. No furniture or anything, just garbage. The woman noticed me looking and stared at me, expressionless.
"Just dropping off your food. Have a great night,"
I said, trying to act normal. I started walking back, but through the heavy rain, I heard another voice. I looked over my shoulder at the house again, and saw a man standing at the side. He was watching me, as if making sure I was leaving. I hurried back to my car and got in, looking back at the house one more time before getting my keys out and turning it on. I put it in drive and pressed on the gas, but my car didn't move. It jolted forward and stopped, making an awful scraping sound. I could tell that it was something with my back wheel, blocking it from moving correctly. I turned to open my door, but a man stood right at my window, looking down at me. I let out a short gasp and jumped back, not having noticed him walking up. He knocked on my window. I was frozen, trying to decide on what to do. I looked at him again, and he was still staring at me, but the expression on his face was darkening. Then I heard a subtle thump, like he tried to discreetly check if the door was locked. I made a sudden decision to slam on the gas, jolting the car forward again, but this time it broke through, and I heard something metal hit the ground as my car was released. The man slammed against the car, trying to grab on or something, as I drove away. Once I got home, I called the cops, but it was already pretty obvious what happened. The house was vacant, and it was some sort of scheme the woman and the man had set up. Maybe just to rob me, or possibly worse. Neither of them were ever found, but the cops picked up a bent metal pipe from the side of the road, looking like some sort of makeshift wheel lock. I don't know what their intentions were, but I'm lucky to have gotten out when I did. I drive for Postmates 3 to 4 days a week, depending on my other work schedule. Delivery driving is my relaxing side job that I do to help pay for extra things I want, like vacations or clothes, while my other job pays for my more necessary bills, like rent. So I never take delivery driving too seriously. I just go about it, and if I don't end up making a lot of money one night, it's no big deal. On this day, I started right when I got out of work, around 8. By 10, I had actually made a decent amount of cash, more than most nights. Although I'd usually stop around this time, why call it quits when I was doing well? I decided to keep going until I either got too tired or the orders stopped coming in. I accepted the next order and continued to the restaurant. It was a medium-sized order from Wendy's with a regular tip, nothing uncommon. I drove through and picked it up, then clicked start route on my phone to give me directions to the customer's house. Except it wasn't to a house. It was a GPS location set near a grocery store 15 minutes away. I'd had plenty of deliveries ordered to grocery stores or other places of work from the employees, but it was only odd because they didn't put the store as the address. They used an exact location instead. Anyway, I started the drive up there. When I got to the parking lot by the grocery store, I noticed it was empty. I pulled right up to the front and parked, then got out with the food. I took a look around, but was pretty sure the store was closed. I texted the customer, letting them know I was at the store. They replied right away, saying they were around the building in the back, and that I should see them right when I rounded the corner. I was definitely skeptical, but I got back in my car and drove around the store. There didn't seem to be anything there, just a couple parked cars in the far back by one of the other stores. I stopped and looked, but still didn't see anyone. This was when I started to get a really uneasy feeling. I was thinking this may not be worth it, and put the car back in drive, but then my phone started buzzing.
"Hey, we're coming up right now. Be there in just a minute,"
a man said, hanging up right after. I looked around again, feeling even more uncomfortable. Something just wasn't sitting right with me. I made a short U-turn and started to go back the way I came, until someone ran in front of my car, holding their hands out in a stop motion. I braked, and they came up to my window.
"Hey, you have my order?"
I grabbed the bag and rolled down the window, handing it to him, but he didn't take it. I felt dumb, holding the bag out while he just looked at me. Then I heard a quiet footstep from the other side of the car, before the back door suddenly swung open. I dropped the bag outside the window and floored it, as the guy by my window yelled at me to stop. I guess whoever was at the back door had jumped into my car as I pulled away. He reached forward, trying to shift my car into park, but after failing a few times, he jumped out of the moving car onto the pavement. I saw him get up and both of them running away as I turned the corner and got out of there. The police were of no help, saying they would do what they could, but never giving me any updates. I was stupid to have fallen for their trap, but I don't think I was the only one. Doing some research, just 2 weeks before my incident, a delivery driver went missing during an active delivery in a nearby town. There were no leads on what happened, as the driver's car was never found either. I think this might have been those same two men doing something terrible that I can't even begin to imagine.